Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for being part of our day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It's free. It comes every week by email on Sunday to get you ready for the week ahead. And there's always a feature article, and then there's an until next time that's kind of a parting article, and then there's the schedule of the show of the week ahead of the guests who are going to be on the show that week and who they are, what they do, and what they're going to talk about. And that's something I think a lot of you enjoy, and I appreciate you, all of you who've subscribed recently and all of you who have sent me the nice notes recently. I really appreciate that very much. Steve Bowers is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Stephen Bowers is a professor at Ursinus College in the Philadelphia area, and he teaches young entrepreneurs things like leadership. And I wanted him to join us to talk to us about how he does that, how it's working, and what these young people, how they're receiving his information and what they're telling him. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
First, let me congratulate you on your what you do for a living. It's an important thing that you do, because leadership is really an important, and of course you teach them other things, but today I wanted to focus on the leadership aspect, because one of the things that I think we need to spend more time doing is teaching our employees and teaching our young people about leadership. I think it's a part of the marketplace that's gone lacking in the last 25 years or so. What do you think?
Well, I absolutely agree with you, Jim. I should point out that I'm not an academic by training. I worked for 25 years.
That's one of the
years.
Things we love about you, Steve.
Well, hopefully my students do, too. I worked for about 25 years in business, in primarily small business, actually, both in the service and the manufacturing sectors. And after about 25 years, 16 years of which I was CEO of a defense contracting company, I was looking for a change, and the idea of corrupting young minds seemed to have some charm to it. So got together with Ursinus College, and they were looking for somebody to lend a real-world perspective to the business and economics department, and so we got together 2 years ago.
Well, what do you, when you came to this job, what did you think needed to be done?
Well, I've had three sons who went to college, all liberal arts colleges, and they got great degrees. But transitioning to the real world is sometimes tough for a kid that comes out of college, doesn't really know what to do, doesn't really know what to expect. And so, what the college wanted and what I wanted to do was to give them some flavor of the real world, particularly from an independent business perspective, of what it's going to be when they get out there. Oftentimes, they read a lot of books, they do a lot of discussion, but relating it to the way things really are is sometimes difficult.
As opposed to, and no disrespect intended here, but it's just a reality, as opposed to some of the insulated perspectives they get from people who've been in academics all their lives.
Well, I'd never speak ill of my colleagues, of course, Jim. But
No. Well, and I wouldn't either, and I really meant that. I didn't mean any sarcasm intended at all. I really meant when I said with all due respect. But the truth is you and I know what we went through when we were in college, and some of the professors I had had never had a real a job in the marketplace in their life, and yet they were teaching me business. And so
your point's well taken.
Yeah,
your point's well taken, and I think this college, Ursinus, recognized that, and that's one of the reasons I'm here.
Well, and what I want to do, stand by. Well, I tell you what, the leadership angle, Steve, that you've been teaching these people, these young people. What is the main reason that you have been focusing on leadership?
It's critical, particularly in in small business. One of the things we touch on in the leadership course is the difference between managers and leaders. In large bureaucratic organizations, the kind that when you and I were entering the workforce was the primary employer, you want managers. You want people who can move papers from point A to point B, get things from their inbox into their outbox, and play by the rules. In small business, it's different. A business person really has to be a leader as well as being a manager. He's got to get people to buy into his passion. He's got to get people to buy into his vision. And he's got to have the kind of character that it takes so that people will respect him as a business person and respect his business.
Stand by, Steve. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get Steve to explain what character plays in leadership. Right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. 1710. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend, Stephen Bowers. Stephen is a professor at Ursinus College in Philadelphia area. And tell us a little bit about Ursinus College.
Well, Ursinus has been around for about 150 years. It was originally a religiously affiliated college, but since that time, it hasn't been now for quite some time.
It's a private college?
It's private, small, liberal arts college. We have about between 1,400 and 1,500 students, and business and economics is our second largest major. What we try to do is to give the students a background in the liberal arts, a real understanding of the larger world, as well as an intensive concentration in my case, in the area of business and economics.
Now, is it located in Philadelphia?
It's in a town called Collegeville, which is about 20 miles outside of the city. So it's convenient.
Appropriately named.
Appropriately named, right. And it's a nice little town.
Now, how about a website? Does Ursinus College have a website?
Ursinus, that's URSINUS.EDU.
What's the origin of that name? That's a very interesting name.
Well, it's actually named after a theologian, a German theologian named Zacharias Ursinus. And the campus coffee shop is called Zach's in his honor.
How about that? Now you know, ladies and gentlemen, and I know that's something you've always wanted to know.
A little bit of useless information.
Steve, we're talking about teaching leadership to young people. And, Steve, you mentioned the word character.
Yep.
Tell us why that needs to be part of teaching leadership.
Well, you just have to read the papers. You look at the Kozlowskis of the world and the Enrons and the WorldComs and the Tycos. I mentioned Kozlowski. And the students generally who read the papers generally get an idea that there's a lack of character out there. But I personally believe, and I think events bear me out, that you cannot be a successful leader or a successful business person if you lack character. Passion, character, and vision, I think, are the three keys to leadership, and they're also the three keys to success in small business.
You know, Steve, my audience knows that I didn't beat up on Bill Clinton, regardless of what my personal feelings are on the air, on the show. I didn't beat up on Bill Clinton for some of the things that he did. I basically let other people handle that. That wasn't really part of my purview. But and during the 98 thing with Monica, the whole impeachment thing, I declared my show a Monica-free zone. You could go somewhere else and get that. You didn't have to. When you came here, you didn't get that. But I am going to make a comment about him right now based on what you were just talking about. In his book, he revealed why he did what he did with Monica Lewinsky and perhaps others. And do you remember what he said?
Because I could.
Because he could. He said I did it because I could.
Right.
And he did show a little remorse. He did show some remorse in that he did that. But my point is, if you are in a powerful position and you do something because you can, if it's something like that, or like you said, as some of the ignominious, some of the infamous, I should say, CEOs of late, that's the opposite of having character, isn't it?
That's one of the things that we spend a fair amount of time on ethics and character in this leadership course, because, as you say, with great power comes great responsibility and the opportunity to do good or to do harm. And some of these students are going to be in positions of authority. Hopefully, many of these students will be in positions of significant authority in the future. And they have to understand that they owe a responsibility to the people that work for them and to society as a whole, and that has to come from within. That has to come from good character.
A guy named Lynn Morella, who actually lives in your state, I think he's may not be very far from you. He's one of our ethics experts in our brain trust. He's written a book called In Search of Ethics. And if I'm not mistaken, I think I'm going to say define ethics the way he does. He said ethics is devotion to the unenforceable. I think that's the way he says it.
That's a very good definition. I'll have to use that.
And I may be off a little bit on that, but I think that's what he has said on the show many times before. And it seemed to me that that's an important thing to teach these young people, that's the opposite. Devotion to the unenforceable is the opposite of doing something that you shouldn't do just because you could.
Just because you can. That's right. And it has to, I mean, I don't presume to believe that we can, between the ages of 18 and 21, train people to be ethical. I think someone has to work on that from a very early age.
Right.
But I think we can reinforce the idea that it's something that it's not just goody two shoes. It's something that is absolutely essential for success. You can do well by doing good.
Well, and without that, it would seem to me, if I were talking to these young people that you're teaching, it would seem to me that I would say that without that, without a devotion to behaving a certain way, even though it's not enforceable or may not be enforceable, and certainly when you violate an ethic or a rule, without that, this marketplace that you hope to enter one day is going to become nothing more than a jungle. You'll descend into a cesspool.
That's right. And if people can't trust you, and if you can't trust them, that's one of the basic rules of civilized society. And if that breaks down, then we're all in the soup.
Right, absolutely. What are they telling you, Steve, when you talk to these young people? What are you getting back from them?
Well, they look at the environment as a whole. They're seeing downsizing and right-sizing and outsourcing and a lack of loyalty on the part of businesses to their employees. And they say, why should I be loyal to an organization? I'm going to bounce around a lot. They're going to bounce me around a lot, so why shouldn't I do the same?
So these are young college students that you're talking to. They really haven't been in the marketplace yet, and they're already saying that.
They can read.
Yeah. Well, the reason I'm pointing that out is that that's exactly what's happening to their older brothers and sisters, right? You know, 10 years older or so.
Exactly.
Stand by, Steve. We're going to take a quick break. Fascinating interview with our good friend, a new friend, Steve Bowers. He's a professor at Ursinus College just outside of Philadelphia. Until, stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Steve Bowers. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Jim Camp's going to talk to us about negotiating. Steve Martin's going to help us improve the profitability of our companies. Gregory Walters is going to talk to us about importing and exporting in our small businesses. And then Rebecca Bainick and Mike Menzies are two people who have had public companies that took them private. We're going to get them to join us at the same time, and we're going to talk about why they would do that. And so that's coming up in the show straight ahead. Steve Bowers is our guest. As I said, he's with Ursinus College, which is hard by in College Town. Is it College Town?
Collegeville,
which is hard by to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, ladies and gentlemen. And he teaches leadership and management and strategy to the young people there at Ursinus College. Steve, we were talking about how the attitude of the young people today, what they said to you, what you said that they told you that they were looking forward to, what their perspective is on their future, is exactly what my people who are our human resources experts that joined me on the show and talked to us about the Gen Xers, that's exactly what they're doing. And you said that they found out that there's a lack of loyalty anymore. The truth is what seems to me has happened is the socialistic part of the marketplace has been basically eroded now, which means where you went to work for a company and they kept you for life.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that's happened is the job security myth has basically been debunked. It's always been a myth, but now it's official.
And that's one of the reasons why I think an increasing number of students are expressing an interest in small business, because they can see that they can be their own masters at that point. One of the things that we do in this leadership class, we use a book called Certain Trumpets, which is written by Gary Wills, and it's a series of vignettes about leaders, and it shows in each vignette some aspect of leadership that Wills thinks is important. And what I ask them to do is to take the concepts that we cover in the course and write a new chapter for the Wills book, and to use somebody that they know, some real person, and usually it's a small business person.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who started a small chain of fitness gyms, somebody who built a construction business after coming back from World War II. And it does a couple of things. One is it acquaints them with small business. And the other thing is it shows them that leadership doesn't have to be a great man. It doesn't have to be Jack Welch or Napoleon if they're not the same person. And they can see that the kinds of aspects of leadership that are important, passion, character, ethics, vision, occur in small business just the same as they occur among the people who are in the history books. And I think that's real lesson that strikes them right between the eyes.
That's an excellent way to approach this, Steve, and I congratulate you on that. And, you know, the thing about small businesses and ethics and character and leadership, when a CEO of a big company does something really courageous or really, you know, with a lack of character, you know, the people that work in that company may or may not see that. And certainly if they do see it, it's days or weeks or months or maybe years after it happened, and they may even read it in the paper. But if a small business owner behaves in a way that is exemplary or not, buddy, we're right there where the rubber meets the road. I mean, the people are watching you do it.
You're right
in real time.
Yep. There's very little insulation between you and reality when you're running a small business.
Yes, I like to think small business is its own reality show.
Survivor.
That's the reason I never watch the reality shows. I really never do.
You got enough of it in real life.
That's
right?
Exactly right. I've got all the reality I can deal with.
Yeah, the reality. Why do I need to show it to them?
That's exactly right. I get thrown off the island every day. We got about 40 seconds, Steve. What are some last thoughts on what the young people are telling you as you're trying to help them with their leadership future?
Well, I think that the students that I'm seeing at Ursinus, and I think probably generally, they're an excellent group of people who really want to do right by the world and right by themselves. And I think that if properly managed, properly motivated, properly led, they can be a real resource to small business today, and they can be excellent small businessmen in the future.
So you're really hopeful of the future of our young people.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, and I think I am now that I've met Steve Bowers. And Steve, thank you for all that you do for these young people. We appreciate your commitment and your contribution.
Well, thank you very much, Jim.
Steve Bowers, ladies and gentlemen, Professor Steve Bowers. He's with Ursinus College in Collegeville, beautiful downtown Collegeville, Pennsylvania. He'll be back another day. Thanks, Steve. See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And this program really is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.